More women than ever are making major financial decisions today. Yet not every woman has command of the lingo, the underlying principles, or the big picture perspective of money management. If that describes you, the book, Wise Women Managing Money, is here to help. This book is uniquely positioned to guide you and provide the financial overview you need. As a longtime counselor, Miriam Neff understands human needs. And as a widow, she knows what it means to be thrust unexpectedly into money matters. This book will answer your pressing questions on things like credit cards, managing debt, insurance, loans and contracts, budget busters, avoiding fraud, picking the right financial advisor, IRAs, annuities, and Roths, kingdom giving, and much more. Take control of your financial future and start managing your money in ways that honor God. Miriam is the founder and president of Widow Connection and the author of 11 books. In her spare time, she sponsors sewing projects and bakery training for widows in Africa and Albania. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm Tina Griffin. Get ready for a massive money makeover. We are talking about finances this week with Miriam Neff, founder of Widow Connection. Miriam, how are you doing today from St. Thomas in the Caribbean?
I'm doing great. How can you have a bad day when the sun is shining, the water is sparkling many colors of blue, and it looks like God scattered diamonds on the waves this morning? How can you have anything but a good day?
Yeah, you're having a good day. I could have a better day if I was there side by side doing this interview on some beach somewhere. So I can't even believe that you live down there. Like I said before we started, if you need someone to come water your plants for about 3 months, just let me know. I'll take care of them. Miriam, you'll remember that. I'll make sure that I check in with you weekly. Why would two busy people, you and your daughter, take the time to write about women and finances in this fantastic book?
Well, first of all, my daughter is a numbers nerd, mm-hmm. and she is a lawyer and a CFP. And I started Widow Connection 18 years ago when my husband died, and a lot of women were coming to me with financial problems. Right after grief and maybe depression, the next biggest challenge was managing money. Either they had too little, or people were trying to scam them out of what they had. And so I would always be calling Val, I need some advice on this. I need to share it with this person. And when I was invited to speak, a lot of times they would say, make sure you address finances. Well, and then Val and I decided we're going to make a video about this. We're going to take 26 important topics. We'll film it in my family room. We will not allow her dog in the room, although the dog wanted to be in the room.
So funny.
But if you go to wisewomenmanagingmoney.com, there are 26 5-minute videos that are really the kernel of very important things that all women need to know. And for that matter, all men need to know them too. So that's kind of how it started. But then a publisher came and said, this needs to be a book. Well, why not? Because if it's a book, you can, pick it up and say, well, I don't want to read the chapter on investment right now, but I sure would like to read about how to get my budget planned. And so we ended up writing the book, and it's being very well received, and we're going together some places to speak. And I may be a word nerd, but now I'm kind of a numbers nerd too.
That is amazing. That's just amazing that your daughter has such a fantastic background, you yourself, and that you partnered together to do this. And the neat thing that we're going to be talking about today is you also address the singlehood part of this, because you were telling me before taping that a lot of people, a lot of women today are single, divorced, and they need the help because they don't have a man to help run the finance as well, or even for women to do it if their men are not managing the money well. So all aspects, all women need to read this. And frankly, I told my husband, this is a fantastic book. You got to check out the notes this week. All men could easily read your book. Your website, once again, that you just referred to, you have several, but the one you just mentioned was wisewomenmanagingmoney.com. Check it out in the show notes, everybody. You can get a lot of info right there surrounding every episode, every week at counterculturemom.com. Click on the episode, and then surrounding that episode, you'll see all these resource links. So two busy women, you took the time, wrote this book. It's a fantastic hit. You were talking to me about the statistics for being single in the United States. They're very high. Describe to me about the statistics, how many people are single today, and then how should a single person approach financial planning? And how is it different from married couples approaching finances?
Well, first of all, most women are single, more than 50%. And as you mentioned, it might be divorce, it might be never married, it might be widowhood. But another statistic is that most women do not feel confident dealing with finances. And that's a big problem, because we all already oversee more than half of the wealth in the United States. And in a few years, we'll oversee 75% of the wealth in the United States.
As women?
As women.
Wow. So
a couple of, again, I'm kind of nerdy about this stuff, but there are more women, younger women now are getting higher degrees than my generation. I didn't get a doctorate. My daughter has a JD. So they're earning more. So they're putting more in 401ks and that kind of thing. And then the other thing is, in 10 marriages, the man will die before the woman, which means the woman now is overseeing an IRA or maybe has some life insurance to start a portfolio. And of the many things I had to learn when Bob went to heaven, one of that I really latched onto and love it is I've learned to invest, and I've learned to invest well. So, I mean, I'm a counselor by profession. I don't have degrees in money. If I can do it, any woman can do it. But we try to help women feel confident and learn the lingo and all that kind of thing.
It's not as though I want to come down just for the sun rays in St. Thomas. I would love to come down there and just talk with you for a couple of days face to face to hear from you personally the steps that you took when Bob unexpectedly went to heaven, and what you did first, second, and third. So if you can give us a bullet point, a couple of steps you first took when Bob passed away, what did you immediately do with your finances? Because I know firsthand the bomb that happened to our family last 2 years. Someday we'll talk about it more in detail. My husband's business imploded. One of the businesses he had imploded a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago. He tried to protect me from tackling it head on himself without me being nervous, because he knew that this show was a lot for me to handle already and deal with, and I was just launching it. And yet he knows now we should have been on the same page for all of that. And I'm like, yes, please. Because of that, we just had to list our home, and we sold it 2 days ago. So I have balled more last year than probably the last 10 years of my life, because I loved our home. And I'm not a materialistic person, but I can tell you, Miriam, on Monday when we signed the papers, it was very surreal. I made that home a place, a humble abode for my kids. I painted it the way I wanted. First house I actually took the time to paint. It was therapeutic for me. It took me a while to do it, pick out the colors. The ceiling was done in almost every room. Because I have such a strenuous job, that was my joyful way to express and balance out the topics we're doing on this program. All to say, blood, sweat, and tears went to that. However, after 6 years of living in a house, the longest out of our 10 to 15 moves in 15 years of marriage, the freedom I felt when signing those papers on Monday to fully be out of debt, I just want to cry right now. Because the imprisonment of what I experienced for the last 13 months when I found out what happened and the amount that it was, which was Powerball amount, very thankful the house sold for a lot more than what we bought it for, but the freedom we got in it to release the house is unbelievable. So I greatly appreciate the fact that you care so much about people's finances, because it does have such a play on being free from being in prison to focus on what God wants for our lives.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890, or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information, and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
Here are seven signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify, it's your parasite cleanse. Sustain, it's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush, it's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabon, it's your binder. You take Parify and Metal Flush 3 times a day and Sustain 2 times a day. You can take them all together. The kit comes with instructions. Cinnabon is your binder and you take that at night. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify Kit is for ages 3 and up. Use Tina as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogersfood.com.
Givaderm is a luxurious, toxin-free skincare line that works fantastically well. It's not only the ingredients left out of your skincare that matter, it's what you put in them that counts. Mint, turmeric, and saffron are specifically chosen as key ingredients for the unique properties offered by this skincare line. When a dermatologist misprescribed a spot treatment chemo cream as broad spectrum to Deborah, one of the Givaderm co-founders, Deborah began experiencing debilitating, wide-ranging symptoms of chemical toxicity and discovered her immune system and liver were overloaded and unable to process any additional chemicals. She then, with her daughter Juliana, created this phenomenal skincare line. You can check out all their goods at Givaderm.com. Once again, Givaderm.com. And at checkout, use code Tina to get 10% off your order. It's never too late or too early to begin living a toxin-free life. First of all, how did Bob pass away, if you don't mind me asking?
He died of Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a wicked disease. No treatment, no cure. And I can tell that the fact that you're willing to be transparent about your situation, there are a couple of things about our situation that was actually to my benefit. We would go over the budget. Finally, we got to where we would go over the budget at the end of every month for our family budget.
Yes.
We did it. And I would caution someone, if you are dating someone or thinking about marriage, make sure that there's complete transparency on finances. Know their credit score, know their debt. And it's like, in God we trust, all others bring data. And if you aren't on the same page on the way you are open about finances, don't marry that person, because it deteriorates after. Now, another thing, I'm asked to come to speak to financial groups of couples, investor types invite me to come and meet with a group of their couples. And I say to the men, do you love your wife? And of course they have to say yes, or they're going to get a sharp elbow in the ribs. And then I say, then she needs to know everything about all of your finances, all of your investments, your portfolio, all of your debt. And if you're gambling away money, don't keep it a secret. It will show up. It will reveal itself at some point. So total transparency. At least we did the budget together, but I was not interested in investing and hadn't been overseeing the IRA he purchased through where he worked. So I went to the library. My daughter said I brought home stacks of books on investing. Mm-hmm. I think that's an exaggeration. But I reading, and we recommend some of these books we have a stack of books we recommend that you read on investing. And I just started doing that with great gusto and common sense and research. And again, as a married couple, it's important that you are together in how you do things. Now, Valerie, in the chapter we wrote for couples, she says they have certain areas of the budget. One is for his discretionary spending, and one's for hers. Now, does he need to know how much it costs her to get her hair dyed a certain color that month? Does she need to know what he spends on golfing? No, not unless there's a supermodel driving the golf cart. Then it is her business. So I don't mean to make light of this, but in other words, that area of discretionary spending, first of all, it's a small portion. And then you're likely to know kind of what that's going for, whether it's nail polish or whatever. But unity in this is tremendous. And what you mentioned, it's a countercultural thing.
Yes.
Women sometimes say, well, it's going to be difficult for me to comprehend, or he doesn't want to share it. That is no excuse, because you stand before God alone. So does your husband stand before God alone. Now I'm sounding like a preacher, but I get a little bit, well, I'm committed to this. It's so important that we all understand this.
It's so important. There's like five things I want to comment, but the thing that God is bringing forefront right now is this. Financial strife is one of the top reasons for divorce in America today. Financial strife. And it's usually because one person is not honest with the other. One is way overspending. It's never because one is underspending. I couldn't agree more. Secondly, before I got married to Luke, it's really wild because I am Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman on steroids. I went to all the financial classes in my 20s when I lived in the Hollywood Hills. I was wearing high heels, going out with girlfriends, clean places in Hollywood Hills. But I would park the car 2 miles away from wherever we were going because I refused to pay $25 for parking. This was 2 decades ago. I watched every dime. My mom would cut the coupons out of the Sunday paper in Wisconsin when we lived on a dairy farm as a kid. Every dime matters, Tina. Every dime matters. So that's what my mom would tell me. I would be very careful. So the amount of debt was so much for me to handle. When we first met, I said, hey, before we unite, because he had a wild story. He was at a drug rehab, was a counselor after going through that program for a year. So I fell in love with his heart, who he was in Christ, the fact that he was teaching and helping other men addicted to drugs and alcohol. All of that, that's the part that really got me. And he didn't have a dime to his name, but he also wasn't in debt. He did have one hospital bill that he didn't even know was still unpaid. And I had him check out and clean up his credit. Literally, I was this crazy. I was like, you're going to get Equifax, TransUnion, and what's the third company?
I'm sure people will Google it and they can get that done. But that's all very wise. But, you know, one of the things that kind of summarizes it, you mentioned that you were a fan of Ramsey and Susie Orman. Valerie and I are the only two Christian women talking about money. Susie Orman gives good advice, but ours, the first place we start is it's not ours. It's all God's on loan. We're stewards. He's given us some 10 talents, some 5 talents, some 1 talent. What matters is what do you do with it? Do you grow it? Do you invest it wisely? But are you generous with God? So again, our difference from Susie Orman is
she's
that we
not
base
Christian on, based.
You start with that biblical principle. That motivates you to not be a hoarder when you should be being generous with some good causes. It motivates you when your kids say, well, all my friends have smarter phones than I have. I need one that costs more money. No, you don't compare. Your worth is because God created you, not the kind of phone you have or what you're wearing on social media. Or the social media stuff makes it harder for our children to be financially accountable because they want to look good. They want to stand out.
And that's how debt happens. I completely agree. I'll wrap up my last little thought. I love where this is going today. You're so dead set right on. When Luke got the 3 credit paperwork back from the 3 top credit unions in the country, he cleaned up his credit and it was a must before we got married. So what you said earlier is absolutely dead set. And he even was able to write a letter to the hospital. I said, hey, it's Christmas time. You never know if they're going to wipe that bill. He goes, that'll never happen. Are you kidding me? I'm like, it's worth a shot. He goes, okay, I'll do it. Sent it over. And I remember him when he came, we were living like 5 minutes away from each other in South Carolina because I moved from LA to Nashville to then South Carolina during the process of meeting him. He came running up the stairs that day after work. He goes, the hospital wiped my bill. I can't believe the hospital wiped my bill. So everybody tuning into this, it doesn't hurt to ask, but it definitely pays to clean up your credit. Get on the same page. And you are absolutely correct. If the person you're about to marry, there's red flags all over because they're not financially secure. That is a red flag. That's a red flag. Okay. What's really funny is we didn't even go to commercial break. Quick commercial break. When we come back, more from Miriam on her fantastic resources and more right after this.
Here are 7 signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify, it's your parasite cleanse. Sustain, it's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush, it's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabin, it's your binder. You take Parify and Metal Flush 3 times a day and Sustain 2 times a day. You can take them all together. The kit comes with instructions. Cinnabin is your binder and you take that at night. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify kit is for ages 3 and up. Use Tina as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogersfood.com.
I am passionate about my health and taking care of myself and my family. One company that I'm very excited to partner with is Ascent Nutrition. They provide holistic nutritional supplements for us and our pets. And they have the most incredible organic, mold, and mycotoxin-free coffee on the planet. Their pine needle extract includes wild harvested pine needles, which improves immunity and brain function. I'm also using their humic and fulvic acid, which binds to heavy metals, supporting detoxification and increases my energy level. Their pine pollen tincture is a great support for libido and hormone health. And they have the cleanest source of omega-3s in their algae oil DHA, which is essential, especially for us moms and our kids. Head to goascentnutrition.com/Tina and use code Tina at checkout to save 10% off on your entire order. That code can be shared with others, so spread the word. 10% off using code Tina at goascentnutrition.com/Tina. Let's get our body back on track together. All right, Miriam, if a couple has not been managing their finances together correctly, how do you suggest they begin?
First of all, talk about it, but not when you're hungry or tired. Uh-huh. And when you get to expressing things, if there's some differences, say, well, where's that coming from? Or why is that important to you? So get a little background information. Maybe they were denied being able to buy a hot dog at the baseball game when they were a kid. And so now they're buying super long hot dogs. Now, that's a silly example, but I think you get the meaning.
Yes.
So when you start to communicate on this, and one of the principles that we keep saying is know it, own it, like it, change it. That should be true with your spouse, or if you're single, for every person or every couple, know it. Some people say, well, we don't have a budget. Yes, you do. You just don't know what it is.
Yes.
Your budget is what you're spending. Okay, so you have to know it. Write it down. Get a spreadsheet, whatever works. Then own it. It's like, my behavior is why this budget looks like this. Call it a spending plan if you don't like the budget word. So you own it, and then you say, like it. Do I like this? I'm building credit card debt. I'm building unpaid debts. I'm paying on a mortgage longer than I should be.
Yeah.
On a house bigger than I can afford. So you decide, you own it, you know it, you own it, you like it. Is it sustainable? Then change it. And that is where the God factor comes in. You're stewarding his home. You're stewarding his car. You're stewarding the business he's allowed you to run. So then when you pray and ask him for his help and ask him to help motivate you, and we talk in the book about discretionary and non-discretionary. Well, food, you have to have food, but you don't have to eat expensive chocolates. You can eat oatmeal. And of course, and our children learn from watching us. So that's a little bit of addressing this thing with couples and with single people.
I absolutely could not agree more. And then in the process of that, like, my kids are all pretty much savers. They're savers. My oldest said, Mom, I don't want any birthday present. Just give me $20, $100, whatever you give me, and I'm going to invest it. Literally. And he's 15 years old. That kid's going to go places. I said, that's, you got my dad's blood in your body, buddy. Because my dad was just a saver. Everybody out there, it's a no-brainer. Grab Miriam's book, Wise Women Managing Money, Expert Advice on Debt, Wealth, Budgeting, and More, people. Grab it. We can get it on Amazon. Grab it and get it. This is one purchase we want to get immediately, not the other shoes in the cart. This will help you get a pair of shoes.
I'm just so glad that you let me come on and talk about this because it's so important.
your website, widowconnection.com, W-I-D-O-W, widowconnection.com, everybody. Check this website out. You're fantastic. I'm going to come water your plants, like it or not, down in St. Thomas. I'll see you sooner than later down there in the Caribbean. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes this week as we tackle finances so we have more to give to God and growing the kingdom for His sake. Keep it up, woman. Everybody out there, watch all these episodes at counterculturemom.com and share these episodes with the masses. Oh, yeah. I'll see you down in St. Thomas. I'll let you know when my flight is.